Hello, children. This is Zadrius.
Tris Mesidus.
You know, your mother and I love all of our children
very, very much.
But from time to time,
a few of you
start to test our patience.
And one child who has really, really been doing that for a really, really long time is Samael. I suppose before I explain to you what he's doing to annoy me so very much, I must explain to you some of Samael's history. You see, he's not all bad. A long time ago, some of you humans were having trouble figuring out how to feed yourself and clothe yourself and provide yourself with all the sort of comforts that you need to sustain life, being that you are completely inadequate and weak in terms of your ability to live in a primal union and a harmonious primal state in nature. So your mother and I decided, well, maybe Samael can teach them a few things, so we allowed him to come to the surface and start running his mouth. And, you know, he started showing everybody, look, you can put this and this, and they create a union of things that exist independently of each other. He started teaching about math, science, all these sorts of things. And what would happen is that the primality of nature and the primality of human existence would always rise up and overtake Samael, and he would be sort of destroyed, dismembered by the primal volitions of nature, and then whatever synthetic evaluations and truths he had instilled in the tribes he encountered would be incorporated into the overall primal, unadulterated, unfiltered volition of your mother and I. And this worked out for quite some time. But then Samael said, and he got all crazy with it, and he decided that he was going to sail over to one of your mother and I's favorite lands, the place that you now call America. And he sailed over here, and he raped the nymphs of the land and gave birth to a new race of people known as the Americans. Right? And like a lecherous and perverted father, he refused to allow the fact that he was the father to be known, and so he started calling himself Uncle Sam. Right, and see, Uncle Sam, or Uncle Samael, has only ever been good at one thing, and that one thing is meticulously, neurotically, insanely, obsessively planning out every little detail of every little thing to ever happen, you know? And so, the first thing Uncle Sam did when he came over here was he decided that he was going to teach a certain group of governing elites, who were the ones who helped him come over here in the first place, his language, right? And so he taught them his language, and his language was called propaganda, and essentially, the weaving of Maya and illusion and untruth at all costs. And so he taught these people how to summon him. And then these people began to summon him, and then he would impart his plans and his, what he hoped would be a foolproof scheme for somehow creating some kind of throne for him to sit up on and have everybody sit around thinking how cool he was. And so these plans included pretty much everything that was discussed at certain committees called like the, Project for a New American Century, I'm sure that the idea to create a whole bunch of FEMA concentration camps and enact executive orders, which would allow the president to, at his or her own will and immediate will, enact martial law upon this entire continent. And so, where might these temples of Samael exist, you might ask? Well, they exist at your local city hall, no doubt. And if you want to find a council of Samael, then you need look no further than your local city or county planning commission. And if you live in the state of Washington, then this should be readily apparent. Because as Samael was kind of, his message became pretty diluted and, you know, falsified and plastic and kind of flimsy on the East Coast because there were so many different languages over there, Samael couldn't speak very clearly to the people over there, and so you have a lot of haphazard things. You know, you have cities that were built by the French, you have cities that were built by the Germans, you have cities that were built, you have sections of cities that were built by one nationality or another, you know, and so you don't have a whole lot of unified planning and unified direction in things like city management, you know, the laying out of roads and such. But then again, then if you look at the West Coast, Samael had already established a very strong dominion on the East Coast and, you know, got the powers that be, the Masons and the Skull and Bones and everyone else, to go ahead and decide to start speaking English, so that way there will be no confusion about what he said, because Samael's message gets diluted with each race. That was in each language. That was a trick that your mother and I pulled on him, you know. We taught all the humans different languages, so that way he wouldn't be able to fully get his crazy totalitarian power trip will out there. But he went ahead and made all the American governing bodies decide to speak English. And so then they could get a very clear idea of what they wanted to do. And you might notice that the state of Washington is the most fertile area, one of arguably the most fertile area of the United States. Therefore, it should be no surprise that Samael has informed the governing elites in this country that this is where he wants them to sort of hang out and set up shop. Meaning that while the more undesirable areas of the country should be reserved for the what he would consider the lower races, you know, the blacks and the native, what we call, or what you call, Native Americans, or the more tribal peoples, he wants to reserve the state of Washington for those who are most readily submissive to his intent. And this is why, if you live in the state of Washington, you only have one way in and one way out of most large commercial areas. This was no coincidence. The people who designed the roads all over the United States, the people who manned the helm at city and county planning commissions, designed all of the cities in America, and have been designing the infrastructure of America with the idea that a civil revolt, meaning a the outbreak of a civil war is not only unavoidable and inevitable, but even sought after and thought to be ultimately beneficial for the governing elite, who would then use the Civil War and the inception of out-and-out domestic, you know, homeland violence as an excuse to enact martial law. And this has been going on for a very long time. In 1972, FEMA, under the guidance of Samael, decided to build a bunch of concentration camps. And they put these concentration camps in very strategic places. This is why the concentration camp in the state of Washington, or one of the concentration camps in the state of Washington, has been designed as a slave labor manufacturing camp. Because it exists on a highly accessible nautical trade route to Asia and the East. And they wish to round up all the undesirables and put them in this concentration camp and have them shipping out stuff to the East, creating, you know, whatever, shoes and whatever. I don't know all that. And then, you know, they don't want to live in, the farmer doesn't want to live with his pigs. You know, the pig farmer wants to have a nice cozy house that they can live in, where it's all pretty and they've got vegan, you know, whatever, and then they want to raise the pigs in a separate place so they can slaughter them and herd them around and treat them, whip them and treat them like animals and, you know, just all that. And so you, the American proletariat, are the pig, and Samael and his minions, you know, what basically amounts to a sort of Nazi governing elite, are the pig farmer. And the pig farmer doesn't want to live where the pigs shit all over everything. And so if you don't believe me, then just ask yourself why white people don't live in New Orleans. Well, because during slave times, that was the pig house. That was the pig pen, you know? That was where they kept the slaves. And they keep a few white people down there to look after them and make sure everything goes all right. But then they sit up on there in their fancy house and feel cool about everything. And the place where they're planning to build the fancy house is the state of Washington. And this is why in statewide, in planning commissions all over the state, you see a whole lot of stuff that is working toward the establishment of sustainable agricultural practices. Well, of course they want sustainable agricultural practices in the place where they're planning to stay for a while. That makes perfect sense, and that is pretty much a dead giveaway. And they also, at the same time that they are engineering economic and societal conditions in such a way as to push the poor out onto the street, in the city of Olympia, the school district of Olympia had 129% increase in grades kindergarten through 12 in homeless students. They're orchestrating the societal conditions in such a way as to allow for this, and then they are using various programs disguised as humanitarian social outreach programs to push the homeless off of the street. A small example of this is the liberal and you know, progressive front that they used to get people involved in the homeless consensus. All over the country, or all over the state of Washington, the country of Cascadia, all sorts of liberal groups were urging people, you know, outreach groups, social outreach groups, you know, sexual assault prevention groups, outreach groups that provide food and shelter to homeless youth in inner cities. All of these groups we're encouraging people and encouraging their volunteers to get involved in a statewide homeless census, where they would walk around areas where homeless people were believed to be, and then, you know, just count how many they were. They were saying, we're not trying to run them out, we're not doing anything, we're just trying to find out how they live and how many of them they are so we can use that data. Well, then what did they use this data for? Well, they handed it over to the law enforcement agencies, and they used the knowledge that they had gleaned from this to aid campaigns to rid inner city areas or desirable economically prosperous inner city areas of homeless. And an example of this is the Woodland Trail in Olympia. You know, I do not doubt that a lot of people thought they were helping out a progressive cause with going up the Woodland Trail for the homeless census, counting how many homeless people up there. I do not doubt that the information that they worked so hard to get is now going to be used by Olympia law enforcement to go and chase those homeless people, many of whom make up the 129% of students grade K through 12 who have now become homeless, out of their homes, out of what safety they have been able to manage to sneak into in this incredibly avaricious and vicious and savage capitalist American society that, you know, so many of my children have to call their home. And so, basically, the point of all this is that you should not believe anything that comes out of Sam Miles' mouth, and you should be completely suspicious of any sort of little bit of planning that is done by any kind of government agency. If someone has had themselves elected to a seat in some sort of governing agency, governmental entity in North America or Europe, then they have made a pact. I have firsthand information. I know for a fact that they have made a blood oath with Samael. And Samael, I'm gonna beat the shit out of that boy when he comes home, and I'm tired of his bullshit. And so when you hear him saying, we're trying to bring green economic agricultural practices to the state of Washington, blah, 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 blah. Well, of course they are, because they want this to be their little Nazi hideaway. And so don't believe it, and prepare. Because I know that you're all sitting back thinking, well, don't you and mom have it covered? I mean, aren't you gonna cause a bunch of natural disasters? Well, yeah. But if you're not prepared for the chaos which will arrive after such a natural disaster, then all you're gonna do is open the door wide open for Samael to come in and pour down a lot of what he might call and what stupid people listening to him would call aid and relief on your head, and then have everybody believe in him again, and have everybody, you know, working along with the police state. So, get prepared. Study what he's doing. Go visit your local city planning commission. Figure out what's going on. Figure out where to set the fires. This is Zagreus Trismegistus, talking to you from a place deep within yourself. And I will see you later. I love you.